Let's talk about the devil, won't you? You know the song, Me and the Devil Had a Tussle, But I Won? You don't know that one? That's about all of it I know. Me and the devil had a tussle. The reason you can win is because Jesus won. He defeated the devil for you. You're helpless without his power, without his authority. But you have his power, you have his authority, you have his mighty name. He cannot defeat you unless you yield to him and allow him to defeat you. Now, these are four things I see in the devil. He needs a place to work, a place to live, a door to enter, and a person to yield. And in my usual style, I have written most of it in other tongues, so I'll leave that to your interpretation. A place to work. Now, let's start in 1 John chapter 3. Give you quite a bit of scripture today. He needs a place to work. A place to work. He's not an idle foe. He's not just sitting around with his legs crossed, watching life. He's working. The middle of this verse 8 says, For this purpose the Son of God was manifest, that he might destroy the works of the devil. That's the word I want you to see, the works of the devil. The devil is working. He has some work that he wants to do. And he's looking for a person who will yield to him, a person through whom he can work. Now, you're aware of John 10:10. It says, A thief comes not before to steal, kill, and destroy. That's the kind of work that he's interested in doing. He's not doing good for you. He's interested in destroying. He's interested in hurting you, harming you, and hindering your life upon the earth. He's doing a work. Now, look at Ephesians chapter 6, where we see a restatement in a slightly different way. You know, if we get all the different ways one idea is stated, then the word becomes clearer and clearer to us. This is talking about the work of the devil, only it doesn't use that particular word, chapter 6, verse 11. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Not a word you use too much. It means strategies or plans. He's working. He has strategies. He has plans. He has an order by which he thinks he can accomplish his dastardly deeds in lives. The wiles, the strategies of the devil. Now look where it's stated slightly different in 2 Corinthians chapter 2. One thing that makes the word so clear is to get the same concept together. The same idea, no matter what words are used in your thinking. Chapter 2, verse 11. Lest Satan should get an advantage of us. That's his objective, to take advantage of you. We are not ignorant of his devices. And so the word is devices. We had the word wiles. We had the word works. We have the word devices. In other words, he has a concept about what he can accomplish, how he can accomplish it. He is planning and plotting to overthrow and to overcome. The last time he did that, it got him kicked out of heaven, so we have nothing to worry about. Now look at Ephesians chapter 2, and let's see the same thing again. He's working, but he needs a place to work, a person through whom he can work. Verse 2, wherein in time past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now what? Worketh in the children of disobedience. The prince of the power of the air is Satan. And he's what? He's working in children of disobedience. Now, Jesus called him in John 14:30, so that you'll see the similarity. The prince of this world cometh, and he hath nothing in me. The prince of this world, the prince of the power of the air, both referring to Satan. The spirit, he's a spirit being. He doesn't have a physical body. He has a spirit body. He's not just a vapor. He has an actual spiritual consistency, a configuration, a spiritual substance, if you will. He's a spiritual person. And he's working. He seeks to work. And he has to have a person to work through. He does his best work through people. And through people who yield to him. And the objective of the devil runs its course. If we start over here with yield, well, let's start over here with influence and harass. And that's where he begins. Harass, is that right? I don't know. So that you will yield to him, so that eventually he can overwhelm you. A-W-H-E-L-M. Suzanne does all my spelling. I don't have to spell anything, and as you can see, I can't.